From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Bina, the Bouncy Elephant Ballerina.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Bina the baby elephant loved to stomp. But she didn't call it stomping. She called it dancing. Bina danced gracefully past her sleeping family every morning to the honey hive trees on the other side of the camp. After a few mouthfuls of refreshing honey, Bina waltzed into the river as quietly as she could. As she cleaned the sticky honey off her toes in the river, she liked to practice her favorite dance, the bounce. Doing the bounce required her to find the most springy things around. Termite mounds, for example, were good for a little bit of bouncing. But the soft river mud was bouncier. So far, the bounciest thing Bina had found was the acacia tree. Acacia trees grew along the edge of the valley. Their roots were the hidden trampolines of the bushveld. But Bina kept this secret all to herself. The rest of the elephants in her herd didn't care for dancing. Their special thing was long-distance walking. In fact, Bina's herd was known throughout Africa as the Big Walkers. Bina didn't mind being a big walker, especially since her mom was the leader of the herd. As long as she got to dance, stomp, and bounce every day, Bina was happy. Most of Bina's friends were boys. She didn't choose it that way, but there weren't any other girls in the herd. Bina got along with everyone, except Mutla. He was the class leader, and he liked to pick on Bina. Whenever school was done and Bina was gleefully dancing past the badger tunnels, Mutla would sneak up and interrupt her. As class captain, it is my duty to remind you that elephants are supposed to walk in single file. Additionally, elephants are expected not to bounce when they walk, and they most certainly mustn't dance. Sorry, Mutla, I can't quite hear you, Bina replied. Remind me of the rules again tomorrow, okay? Bye! With the nimbleness of a shopping trolley and the speed of a jumbo jet, Bina bounced her way out of earshot with a big smile on her face. Mutla kicked over a honey hive in anger. Then he walked home in an orderly fashion, but with a little steam blowing out of his trunk. The next morning, Bina was the first in her family to wake up. There was something different in the air today. It was sweeter. Everything smelled a bit like mango bubblegum. I know what that means. It's been raining. As quietly as she could, Bina danced her way between the resting knees, snoring trunks, flat feet, and outstretched ears of her sleeping herd. When she got to the open grass, she was overjoyed. The rain from the night before meant there'd be an extra bounce today. Bina bounced on a little grassy hill. It was like a waterbed. When a family of tiny warthogs saw Bina bouncing, they came to join her. Next, Bina balanced on an old dry log. Except it wasn't so dry anymore. The rainwater had turned it into a spongy mattress. As Bina bounced on the log, little tortoises swam over to watch. Bina had so much fun, she completely forgot to get her usual honey treat. But it didn't matter, because today was a muddy day, and that meant pottery class! Bina bounced across the water-soaked grass. She caught up with the boys, who were walking in a straight line. This day kept getting better and better. But then she noticed something. The boys were walking past the pottery mud patch. "Was class canceled?" asked Bina.
"Every class is canceled today, Bina. And may I remind you of the rules? Whether we are in class or out of class, all elephants must walk in single file. Elephants must not bounce when they walk. And no elephants are allowed to dance, ever," declared Matla.
"But if there's no pottery class today, what are we doing?" "We're going on a big walk together," said Bina's mom. Bina's mom walked alongside her. Other adult elephants were joining the kids to form a long, orderly line. "A big walk, huh? Interesting. How about everyone else does the big walk while I slide through that slippery marula sledge?" suggested Bina.
"Sorry, honey. Today, the answer is no. This is going to be a long walk. And we can't risk leaving anyone behind, especially not you."
"Would you like me to remind Bina of the rules?" Matla butted in.
"That's all right, Matla. She knows them already," Bina's mom replied.
Matla snorted and trotted back into line, with his trunk held high above his head.
"If you can learn to walk with the herd, Bina, and follow the rules for once, I promise you there'll be a fun surprise at the end," said Bina's mom. Bina felt like trumpeting grumpily, but she was interested in surprises. Walking in a long line sounded boring, but surprises are sometimes worth the wait. Bina tucked her trunk under her angry bottom lip and walked in line with the herd. She stared at the feet of the older elephant in front of her. With each squishy step, the wet soil covered his toes in giant, muddy ballerina shoes. The herd may have stopped Bina from dancing, but they couldn't stop her from daydreaming about it. "We're headed to a place called the Akavango," said Bina's mom. "It's going to be a long journey." Bina remembered that word, Akavango. Kids whispered about the great things you could do there, but none of them had ever actually been. The ground soon became dry and hard.
"Psst. Mom, my feet are getting tired. I mean, bored."
"Yeah, that's right. My feet are feeling bored. Do you think I could do just a little bit of dancing over there, away from everyone?"
"You know the rules, Bina," her mom replied. Bina put her head down and continued walking, but a little stompier than before. As the midday sun sparkled in the sky, the trees around them became taller, bendier, and brighter shades of green. Bina spotted things she had never seen before, like tropical parrots in luminous reds and yellows, and massive earthworms that hung from branches like thick ropes. Then, the herd found themselves walking through a pineapple field. Bina grabbed a pineapple off a tree.
"Let's see who's up for a game."
"Oh, hey, who threw that?" shouted one of the boys.
"Someone's throwing pineapples," said another.
"It's pineapple fight time," yelled Bina.
But just as the game had started, Matla intervened.
"If anyone has too much fun and slips or hurts themselves, you will be held responsible, Bina."
Bina had one last pineapple ready to throw in her trunk, but
She decided not to toss it. In the late afternoon, the herd arrived at a swampland. There was mud to play in, and Bina really wanted to bounce in it. But she knew the others wouldn't allow it. "We're very close to the Akavango," said Bina's mom. "But we can't rest here. This mud is full of crocs." The kids jumped when they saw crocs snapping around their ankles. But Bina wasn't bothered. She knew crocs very well, from all the times she'd gone mud hopping. "Guys, crocs like jazz dancing. Copy me." As the other kids started to jazz dance, the crocs began to smile. There was no more snapping. Bina and the rest of the herd moved peacefully through the mud. Matla, on the other hand, refused to do any sort of dancing whatsoever. "I'm taking a shortcut. There's no way I'm dancing," said a huffy Matla. Soon, the big walkers left the swampland behind them. But Matla was nowhere to be found. There were moans and groans from the older members of the herd, who were very tired. Bina's mom began to worry about Matla. "I can go back and find him," said Bina. "I'm fast, and the crocs love me." "Oh, okay, but be careful." Bina thundered across the grass and back to the swamps. She'd never met an elephant as bouncy as herself. And within no time, she found Matla. He was stuck under a tree root and as stubborn as ever.
"I don't need your help, Bina. In the Sotho language, my name means strength. Oh, I can get myself out of here whenever I feel like it.
That's all right. There's no rush, Matla," Bina reassured him. But Bina could see that he was trying very hard to get out, and he wasn't making progress. Then she noticed something. These weren't just any tree roots. They were acacia roots, the secret Bushveld trampoline. Bina had an idea.
"Well, while you get yourself out of there, I'm just gonna dance for a bit."
"You're not allowed to dance,"
Matla struggled to talk as he pushed against the roots. Slowly, Bina danced closer and closer to the acacia tree until finally she felt the roots bending and bouncing under her toes. And just like that, the root bounced backwards, and Matla was free. When Bina arrived back at the herd, Matla was telling them all about how he escaped from the tree root.
"It took all of my strength, believe me."
Bina silently slipped into line next to her mom. They walked for a few more hours as evening drifted across the African savanna sky. And then, a curious sound rose up. Bina felt it in her feet first. It was a vibration. As the trees parted, she saw the most marvelous thing she'd ever laid eyes on. Hundreds of little elephants were stomping around in circles. And they weren't just stomping, they were bouncing, jazz dancing, hula hooping, pirouetting, and doing other moves that Bina had never seen before. There were girls, boys, and even older elephants. Bina always thought that she was the only elephant who liked to dance.
"Welcome to the Akavango," announced Bina's mom.
"This is our secret stomping ground." The other big walker kids were just as shocked as Bina. They were all smiling. Bina's mom leaned into her ear. "You'll be the leader of our herd one day. You know that, Bina?"
"I guess so. I never really thought about it."
"When that day comes, you'll have many responsibilities. But
You'll also be able to change some of the rules if you like. Like the rules about dancing? Bina's mom smiled, nodded, and walked into the middle of the stomping ground. The rest of the big walkers followed her into the dancing pit. The mud was thick, and as they stomped and bounced and danced together, they met elephants from all over Africa. Soon, everyone was covered with mud, laughing, falling over, and laughing some more. "Hey, you're the girl they call Bina. I heard you love to pineapple fight," said a girl from another herd. "That's me," said Bina. "I love a good pineapple fight, but my favorite thing is dancing." "That makes sense," said the girl. "Bina, in the Sotho language, means to dance." "I had no idea," exclaimed Bina. Her mom laughed nearby. The dancing and stomping went on long into the night. Later, the big walkers flopped onto their backs and let sleep drift over them as the sky grew light. In the morning, Bina's mom spoke to the herd as they stretched and rolled over lazily. "I hope everybody had fun dancing last night. It's time for us to head home now. Everybody back into single file. We have a long walk home." Bina heard her mom's words, but her mind was still in the stars. It had been the funnest night of her life, and she was completely exhausted. The herd began their long walk home. Bina focused her tired eyes on the plodding feet of the old elephant in front of her. After a while, she noticed something. There was an acacia tree coming up, with some seriously thick, bouncy-looking roots. As Bina stared at the roots, her eyes caught Mutla's. He was also staring at the acacia roots. Bina winked at him. Slowly, a half-smile formed on Mutla's face, and he fell out of line just a little. Quick as a flash, Mutla bounced off the root and landed next to Bina.
Sorry, everyone. That was an accident.
He winked back at her. Bina was so delighted. She did her own dance as silently as she could.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Bina, the Bouncy Elephant Ballerina, written by Alec Castro. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.